Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 26th December 2013 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that we learn to rely on you and you alone for everything in our lives, and learn to sanctify every moment of our lives chanting your name and doing your work. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a brand new fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to Lord Hanuman. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Pavan Sut Hanuman Ki Jai.
And now let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we will move on to learning the raga, the beat, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to three former students of Baba's University who share what they have learnt about bhajan singing directly from Bhagwan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Pavana सुत हनुमान की जय. सीता पति रामचंद्र की जय. पवन सुत हनुमान की जय. पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय. प्रतीपुरी साई नाथ की जय.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow Brother Ravi Kumar every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh. This will help you to get a good idea of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham.
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय.
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 सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय.
सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय.
सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय.
सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय.
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय.
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय.
पराक्रम आंजनेय 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 की जय.
प्रतीपुरी साईनाथ की जय.
प्रतीपुरी साईनाथ की जय.
प्रतीपुरी साईनाथ साईनाथ की जय।
पूरीपुरी साईनाथ की जय।
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय।
So that was the tune of this bhajan. You heard Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh singing every line for you very slowly. And now let us learn a little more about what is the structure behind this composition. What are the swaras that make this bhajan? And Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, in which raga is this bhajan based?
Sairam Bishu, this is a very beautiful composition on Lord Hanuman.
Yes.
It is based on the raga Kalyani, which is in the Carnatic classical music, or we call it Yaman.
Yes.
In the Hindustani music. I think it is a very known raga to people, and people can immediately refer to the bhajans like Koti Pranam Shatakoti, which sounds very similar to the notations of this bhajan.
Yes.
So the raga Kalyani goes like this.
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa Sa Re
Re is Shuddh.
Yes.
Ga is also Shuddh. Ma is Tivrama.
Yes.
So this Ma makes the difference from the Shankaravarnam. Otherwise, all the notes are Shuddh.
Yes.
Sa Re Ga Ma.
That is Shankaravarnam.
Sa Re Ga Ma.
It's Ma 2.
Yeah.
Pa Dha Ni Sa.
Dha Ni, all are Shuddh.
Ni sa ni da pa ma pa ga re ni da ni re sa.
It's a very happy and very pleasant raga to listen.
Yes.
There are so many bhajans also in this raga which just comes to my mind now, like
Panduranga Vithale Hare Narayan, Hare Narayan, Govinda.
And
Vigneshwara Gananath Gajanan.
So many bhajans are there in this raga.
Yes. Wonderful. I think that will really help people to relate to this raga when Sai bhajans are sung. As you mentioned, Koti Pranam is one bhajan which perhaps describes the raga so well.
Yeah.
And similarly, all the other bhajans. So maybe, but just to give us a flavor of how this raga flows and the joyous spirit that is embedded in this raga, maybe you can just do a small alap, Anirudh.
Sure.
Ah,
Wow, that was really so powerful, so joyous. So, Anirudh, can we now proceed? Let's learn the swaras for every line of this bhajan.
Yeah.
Brother Arvind Sai is here. So we'll follow the swaras as you sing every line.
Yeah. We'll sing the first line now.
Sure.
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सनि सनि धनि सग पाप रे सा
सनि सनि धनि सग पाप रे सा
सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय pa 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 re ga
pa 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 re ga.
In the second time we have a variation, beautiful variation.
Sita pati Ramachandra ki jai Gaga madani sani paparega
Gaga madani sani paparega.
Again we come back to the first line.
Sani re sani dani saga papare sa
Sani re sani dani saga papare sa
Parakrama anjaneya ki jai Gaga madani sa 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 nirisa
Gaga madani sa 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 nirisa
Parakrama anjaneya ki jai Nire re 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 garisa
Nire
Parakrama Anjaneya ki jai Gaga madani sa 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 nirisa
Gaga madani sa 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 nirisa
Purti puri saginath ki jai Ne 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 da sa ni pa pa re ga
Ne 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 da sa ni pa pa re ga.
And in the second time, it is the same variation as what we sang before.
Parte puri sai nath ke jai Gaga madani sa ni pa pa re ga
Gaga madani sa ni pa pa re ga.
Okay, so that's really beautiful. I think all the listeners who are connoisseurs of music would definitely love listening the swaras, and those who can play this bhajan on different instruments will definitely find this very useful. Anirudh, can we now go on and if you can explain the beat of the bhajan?
The beat of this bhajan is regular 8 beat.
Yeah.
And the count is, this bhajan especially, it starts after 2.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Pavan Sute Hanuman Ki Jai
Pavan Sute Hanuman Ki
Jai. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai. I think that really gave us a very good idea of the raga and the tala of this bhajan.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Sairam. Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram.
So now we are familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. Let's move on now to understanding the inner feeling with which the bhajan should be sung so that we can offer it to our beloved Lord with heartfelt devotion. To develop the feeling, we need to know the meaning of all the words in this bhajan. So let us start with the first line.
Pavan Sut Hanuman Ki Jai.
Here the first word is Pavana, referring to the wind god. The second word is Suta, meaning sun. The third word is Hanuman. Now the name Hanuman can be split as Hanu and Man, where Hanu means jaw or chin and Man means prominent. Thus the name Hanuman means the one with a prominent jaw. So the phrase Pavana Suta Hanuman literally means Hanuman, the son of the wind god. Many of us know that in the sacred epic Ramayana, King Dasharatha had three wives, Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. The king and his wives had no children for a long time. On the advice of elders, the king performed a sacred sacrifice to propitiate the gods to bestow on him and his wives the blessing of parenthood. As the proceedings of the sacrifice went on, a divine being arose from the sacrificial fire and presented a vessel with a sweet dish with instructions that it should be distributed in equal measure to all the three queens. Kausalya and Kaikeyi, after their shower, kept their cups safely in the shrine before going to dry their hair. But Sumitra stepped onto the terrace and keeping her cup on the short parapet wall, she dried her hair in the sun. Suddenly an eagle swooped down and carried off the vessel. Mother Sumitra felt miserable. But when she shared this news with the other two queens, each gave her a portion from her own cup. Thus it was that Sumitra delivered the twins Lakshmana and Shatrughna, while Kausalya and Kaikeyi gave birth to Rama and Bharata respectively. Now what happened to Sumitra's share of pudding that was carried away by the eagle? Bhagwan has revealed that the wind god or the Pavana carried the bowl of pudding and left it on the Matanga mountain. Mother Anjani Devi found this bowl and consumed the pudding, and it was she who later gave birth to Hanuman. Therefore, Hanuman is also called as the son of the wind god and also the son of Mother Anjani Devi. There is an interesting legend in ancient Indian culture and spirituality as to how the young child got the name Hanuman. Once the child reached out towards the sun thinking it to be a fruit, and thereby he invited the wrath of Indra, the god of the Devas, the angels. Indra then engaged the child in a battle and finally defeated him with his thunderbolt or the Vajra weapon. As an act of revenge against the atrocity meted out to his son, the wind god withdrew all the air from the earth, causing panic in Indra's court. The Devas, the angels, then immediately rushed to make amends and granted extraordinary powers to this child. The broken jaw at the hands of Indra gave the name Hanuman to this special child. So that's another legend behind the name Hanuman. Moving on, the phrase Ki Jai occurs in all the lines of this bhajan. Ki means two and Jai means may victory be too. So in this line, Pavana Suta Hanuman Ki Jai, we proclaim victory to Hanuman, the beloved son of the wind god. Let's move on to the second line.
Sitapati Ram Chandra Ki Jai.
The first word here is Sitapati, coming from Sita, referring to Mother Sita, and Pati means husband or master. Bhagwan has explained how Sita got her name. King Janaka was one day turning the sod on the grounds where he had decided to perform a sacrifice. He suddenly found a vessel in the furrow, and when he removed and examined it, he found a charming little girl. Since the child came from the furrow, she was named Sita, and King Janaka brought her up with much love. Bhagwan says that Sita is born of the earth. She is the child of the earth, and therefore she represents Prakriti or Mother Nature. The second word is Ramachandra, referring to Lord Rama. This word comes from Rama and Chandra. Rama means he who is pleasing or lovable. Ramyate iti Rama. Swami also explains the inner meaning of the three syllables Ra, A and Ma. Ra, representing the fire god, burns away all our sins. A, representing sun or Surya, dispels the darkness of ignorance. Ma, representing Chandra or the moon god, cools one's temper and produces tranquility. Thus, the name Rama has the triple power of washing away one's sins, removing one's ignorance, and tranquilizing one's mind. The word Chandra means moon. Now, why is Lord Rama likened to the moon? In the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Swami says Ramachandra is as the moon which ripples the burning heat and restores coolness and comfort to all. He removes the pain caused by hate, malice, greed and envy. Thus Ramachandra means the Lord whose very name is as refreshing and cool as the moon and who confers lasting peace. Now in the present context, Lord Rama is hailed as the master of Mother Sita. Mother Sita, who represents nature. Therefore, when we want to glorify the Lord, should we not pay our respects to all aspects of nature which are nothing but His own creation and very much a part of Him? All animals, bees, trees and everything in nature are verily the Lord Himself. In a discourse delivered in 1967, Swami touched upon this point and said, "Man must learn to use nature not for his comfort or as an entitlement to the utter forgetfulness of the God behind the joy he derives from nature. On the other hand, we should learn to use nature to gain better understanding of the intelligence that guides the universe." Swami says, "Approach nature with humility and reverence, then your future will be safe." Giving the example from Ramayana, Swami further says, "Ravana, the demon king, coveted Sita, who represents nature, and stealthily brought her over to his kingdom. And it is that selfishness and greed and desire which led into his deepest fall. If only Ravana had longed for Rama, he could have earned eternal joy." Therefore, when we sing this line, "Sitapati Rama Chandra Ki Jai," we pay our obeisance to Lord Rama, who shines effulgently as the moon and who is the master of Mother Sita, who is the master of nature. Let's move on to the third line.
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय।
This is a repeat of the first line where we glorify Hanuman as the son of the wind god. Let's move on to the fourth line, which is sung in three variations of tune.
पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय। पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय। पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय।
Here the first word parakrama means valorous or mighty. The second word is anjaneya, meaning son of Anjani Devi. Even physical strength comes only from God, because He is the source of everything. Without His will, not even a blade of grass can move, as they say. Hanumanji always was completely aware of this. Going back to the Ramayana again, when Hanuman finally finds Sita in the Ashoka garden in Lanka, once Sita is convinced of his identity, with lot of concern, Mother Sita asks, "Hanuman, how did you manage to come here? Ravana's demons are guarding the gates of this kingdom and they are there everywhere and they are so ferocious. How did you manage to get past them?" And listening to this, the reply that Hanuman gave is so meaningful. Hanuman did not say, "Mother, I am not a mere monkey. Please do not think of me that way. I am actually very brave and I have in fact got so many strengths and powers, and this is how I demolished that demon," and so on. Hanuman did not say any of this. All he said was, "Mother, who am I to do anything? It is all the power of Rama. How can I do anything without his power? And with his power, you can do anything. It is Rama who did everything." That is the humility of Hanuman. On another occasion, Swami said, after Hanuman destroyed Lanka by setting fire to that city, when he was finally presented to Ravana, and in the court when Ravana questioned him, "Who are you?" Then Hanuman, without an iota of pride or ego, simply said, Dasoham Kosalendrasya, which means, I am just the servant of Lord Sri Ramachandra. And after this, of course, he added, O Ravana, think for yourself what the power and strength and might of my master could be. You have seen the prowess of his humble servant. Hanuman was indeed very powerful at the physical level, but he gained more power by the darshan of Lord Rama. During one discourse in the summer course of 1977, Swami explained elaborately about this aspect and said, when Sugriva and Hanuman saw that Rama and Lakshmana were coming in their direction while searching for Sita, Sugriva felt that they were messengers of his enemy brother Vali coming to spy on him and do him harm. But on the contrary, Hanuman, because of his virtues, his intelligence and his calm nature, told Sugriva not to be agitated and that he would go and find out who those two people were. And when Hanuman saw Rama and Lakshmana, he met them with great humility and with deliberate and carefully chosen words. He asked them who they were, why they had come to the forest, what their purpose was, and so on. In fact, that interaction went so well and so smoothly, and the moment Hanuman realized that they were indeed Rama and Lakshmana, he immediately offered to carry them on his shoulders to his master Sugriva. And as soon as the divine brothers sat on his shoulders, Hanuman felt purified. He felt that all his past sins had been rooted out because of the darshan of the Lord. His whole being exhilarated with ecstasy when the divine personality of Rama touched his body. At once, several noble and sanctifying ideas started sprouting in his mind. Where there is a combination of the strong body and strong mind, there is divinity, there is divine strength. And it is this strength derived from chanting the Lord's name and surrendering everything to the divine that Hanumanji did superhuman feats while serving the Lord. So in this line, Parakrama Anjaneya Ki Jai, we proclaim victory to Hanuman, the valorous son of Mother Anjani Devi, who teaches us to rely on the Lord's darshan and the Lord's name to gain strength to undertake any task. Let's move on to the fifth line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Parti Puri Sai Nath Ki Jai, Parti Puri Sai Nath Ki Jai.
The first word is Parti Puri, coming from Parti, referring to Puttaparthi, the sacred hamlet that Baba chose for his advent in the current times, and Puri means place. The second word is Sainath, which means Lord Sai. There is a beautiful anecdote shared by Brother Manish Sharma about his father, Captain Sharma, who has served for many years as the director of the Sri Satya Sai Airport at Puttaparthi. This incident took place sometime in the 80s. Captain Sharma was a pilot in the Indian Airlines and was once flying one of his flights from Delhi to Srinagar and back to Delhi via Jammu and Chandigarh. Once when he started for Delhi from Chandigarh, trouble started. The aircraft was caught in the clouds and it started shaking from left to right, right to left, and the passengers started complaining about the disturbance. But Captain Sharma and the other pilots saw in the radar that they had entered a belt of clouds. So Captain Sharma asked the passengers to fasten their seatbelts and resume the journey. Incidentally, Bhagwan had given a ring to Captain Sharma and had told him, whenever you are in trouble, remember me. Captain Sharma now looked at the ring and appealed to Swami in his mind, saying, Swami, please come to my rescue. I am leaving everything to you. And then, to his pleasant surprise, he saw the clouds making way for the plane. An arc door in the clouds opened and he saw a green light that showed him the way through the clouds. And sometime later, he could see the Delhi airport just below the plane. So he circled around the airport for some time to lose altitude and finally landed safely. The passengers, of course, thanked the pilots and God while getting down. And Captain Sharma did not know how to express his gratitude to his beloved Lord, to the Lord of Puttaparthi, to his Swami who had rescued him from this perilous situation. So in this line, Parthipuri Sai Nath Ki Jai, we glorify the Lord of Puttaparthi, the Satya Sai who takes over when we surrender completely, the one who guides us out of any situation. So with this, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. As you ruminate on the lines of this bhajan, dear listeners, you will find many insights, you will find so many meanings, you will be able to relate to every line of this bhajan in your own way. Let us do this exercise and make every bhajan session a very, very purifying and sanctifying experience for us. And now, as we proceed in this bhajan classroom, let's listen to this complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantinilam Mandir.
पवन सुत हनुमान की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय हनुमान की जय पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय पतिपुरि साईनाथ की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय सीतापति रामचंद्र की जय सुत हनुमान की जय पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय पराक्रम आंजनेय की जय पतिपुरि साईनाथ की जय पतिपुरि साईनाथ की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय
एंड नाउ इन द लास्ट पार्ट ऑफ दिस प्रोग्राम Here is a small excerpt from a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three former students of Baba's University, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share some nuances about bhajan singing that they have learned from Bhagwan himself.
And for the individual singer?
For the individual, how it happens in Prashantinilam is when you start off your bhajan career in Prashantinilam, you're expected to know at least 150 to 200 bhajans. And typically we all maintain a small book where we have deity-wise sorted out, bhajan sorted out, different speeds and so on. So where it helps is, suppose you have an Akhanda bhajan or the Shivratri bhajan. You don't know when you will get your chance, right? Or even if you do, suppose a bhajan which you had thought of singing, the other side they sing the bhajan, then you're stuck. Right? So if you have a wider range of bhajans, or if you know more bhajans, it helps you. Or like Amay said, it need not even be the same bhajan. It could be the same raga. Then we don't want to repeat that, or the same beat. So typically in Prashanta Nilayam, this is how we are told, you're trained to make sure that you have different bhajans. You have a expansive list, as expansive as possible. And also, it would help if you know your comfort zone. Especially with regards at an individual level. This is not for the whole bhajan group, but at an individual level, if you know how much you can reach, what are the notes you can reach. So you also should know what kind of bhajans I can sing, what kind of bhajans I can't sing. You would know, you by your own estimate, if we are all honest to ourselves, by our own estimate, we will know what we can sing and what we need not try, especially at you go to a samiti or a center and sing. With regards to shruti, how you can improve your bass, sir, something on those lines?
Doing the bass practice, that is what the Omkaram itself is, as you said, it gives you a rounded voice. Along with that, the regular Hari Om and whatever kind of music that we are trained in it. Sometimes in the hostel, what happens is with the boys, you have somebody who has learned Hindustani music. You have somebody who has learned Carnatic music. But they take a group of boys and then train them. So we could get latched to some of these people who can train us in the basics. We need not learn the whole thing. So if we learn under these boys, we'll get
good voice culture. It also matters, you know, your own skill sets. You take bhajans which you are comfortable with, which you are capable of singing. For me personally, my bass notes are very low. I've been trying to work on it, but somehow, but then I don't have a problem reaching high. So, and then shruti is always very important. You should sing in shrutis that people can follow. If you sing in shruti that people cannot follow, then again, it defeats the whole purpose of community singing. So for that, probably what we can do is improve our shruti range. You don't need to always sing high or need to sing very low. So these are some tips from an individual's point of view, from an individual singer, what are things you can do.
So we've kind of completed raga and tala. We'll just quickly go through bhava part, which is the most subtle and the most beautiful part of bhajans, most difficult also in a sense. How do we get bhava? That's the one question that burns in each one of our hearts. Many times we don't get bhava while singing. How do we get bhava?
Technically, we might have our raga and tala right there. We'll be able to do that. But the whole idea of namasmarana through music is the devotion aspect. It is a devotion which is reaching the Lord. So that is a bhava thing. In bhava, the primary thing you need to know is the meaning of what we are singing. That is the first thing we need to know. If we don't know the meaning, how are we able to reach out to the Lord? We are as good as parrots who are mouthing out some words. So there was this one incident when I was in school, and probably the first time I was singing this bhajan, Sai Pita or Mata Sai. I sang
Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sun.
Everything was okay till here. And then I sang
Veda Upanishad Dija Sai.
And Swami looked at me like this, like, what are you singing? And I didn't understand. I sang that once again, Dija Sai, and Swami thought, okay, this is it. I need to stop this guy now. He stopped me and he said, that's what is the word? He was asking them, and people were following. I said, Swami, Dija, Gita. So in my little mind, I thought Dija meant that one who has given us Veda and Upanishad, Dija somewhere. I thought some Hindi word was there which meant the one who gave. But it was not there. It was Veda, Upanishad, Gita, sir. I was literally singing it like a parrot. So that, no, Swami expects us to concentrate on every word, know what we are singing, know the meaning of what we are singing.
The other way that we can get bhava into the bhajans is to know the story behind several bhajans. And in fact, we are very lucky that way. Some of us, we get to know the story. I'll just narrate one beautiful story. It happened in the 70s. It happened with a brother who was diagnosed with a very deadly disease. And it was a contagious disease. And that brother had to stop his education in Swami's college. He came from a family which did not have a father. And so he was the only breadwinner for that family. Just imagine what a devastating news it will be to him to have a deadly disease, and one which is contagious, he had to leave. He went back home, his mother was at home, and his mother was shocked to see this boy coming at such a time during the year, in the middle of the semester, with all his bag baggage. She said, what happened to you? Why are you here? And he had to break this news to her, saying that, mother, I cannot continue to study because I have this disease. this deadly disease. And you know what was the mother's response? The mother's response from that pure-hearted soul who did not was not a connoisseur of music, was not a very well-known person in music. She simply out from her heart came out, Antaranga Sai, Anath Nath Sai, Deena Bandhu Sai, Karuna Sindhu Sai. That was this bhajan that emanated from that mother. It is said that several years later, when one of our senior brothers met this boy, he was completely cured. And when this brother asked, what happened to you? How are you fine? He said, Swami heard that mother's prayers. Now today, when we know that that is the power of Antaranga Sai, when we sing Antaranga Sai, if Swami can cure someone of a deadly disease which is bodily, why can't he cure our mental and our spiritual diseases? He can do that. So that is the power if you know the story behind. And the beauty of this bhajan I felt was, in Antaranga Sai, there is no mention of daya karo, there is no mention of krupa karo, raksha karo, nothing is there. It is a pure, you sing Antaranga Sai, you are the one who is seated in my heart. Anathanath Sai, Deena Bandhu Sai, Karuna Sindhu Sai. There is no daya karo, raksha karo, save me, cure this disease. That's the beauty of knowing the bhajan.
So that's a small excerpt from a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. And with that, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found it useful. As always, we welcome your feedback and comments. Please do send your emails to listener@radiosai.org. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by brother T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 26th December 2013 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.